Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah! 我们赞美耶稣基督。
We need you, moms, to speak into the lives of these young people.
我们需要这些做母亲的对着这些孩子的心里说话。
A young woman went to her mother and told her about her life, about how things were so hard for her.
有一个年轻的妇人到她的母亲那里，告诉她母亲日子过得非常的艰难。
She did not know how she was going to make it, and she wanted to give up.
她不知道她能不能度过这些难关，她甚至有心要放弃一切。
She was tired of fighting and struggling.
她在挣扎当中感到十分的疲惫。
And as soon as one problem goes away, another one comes.
一个问题解决了，另外一个问题又来了。
So her mother took her to the kitchen.
所以她的母亲就把她带到厨房。
And filled up three pots of water.
母亲预备了三个锅子，装满了水。
In the first pot, she put carrots.
第一个锅子里头，她把胡萝卜放进去。
In the second pot, she put eggs.
第二个锅子，她把鸡蛋放进去。
In the third pot, she put ground coffee beans.
第三个锅子，她把这个咖啡豆放在里面。
And she let it sit and boil for 20 minutes without a word.
她就让这个锅子水在那里煮二十多分钟，一句话也没讲。
She scooped out the carrots in a bowl.
煮好了之后，她把这个胡萝卜拿出来放在一个碗里头。
Scooped out the eggs in another bowl.
她把这些蛋也拿出来放在另一个碗里头。
And ladled out coffee in another bowl.
然后她把这个咖啡也倒出来放在第三个碗里头。
And she said to her daughter, "Honey, what do you see?"
她说，女儿，你所告诉我你所看到的。
Carrots, eggs, and coffee.
那我看到胡萝卜，看到鸡蛋，看到咖啡。
And as most young people would answer, "So, mother, what's the point?"
所以就像每个年轻人一样说，母亲，能不能请你告诉我你的用心在哪？
And her mother goes out to explain each of these objects face the same adversity, boiling hot water.
母亲就告诉她说，这三样东西都经历一个同样的挑战，一个同样的困境。
But each one reacted differently.
但是每一样东西它的反应，它的结果不一样。
The carrots went in strong and hard, but came out, after being subjected to the hot water, came out soft and became weak.
这个胡萝卜进去的时候还蛮刚硬的，出来的时候软乎乎的。
The eggs with the liquid center, after being put in hot water, came out hard-boiled.
这个鸡蛋里头有蛋白蛋黄，外头是一个很薄的一个壳子，但是煮出来之后呢，却变成比较刚硬，而且还带着韧性。
And the ground coffee, however, was unique because after putting it in boiling water, the coffee beans changed the water.
这个咖啡豆却是非常的奇妙，煮完了之后是咖啡豆使这个水整锅的水都变成了很好闻的咖啡。
So the mother said, "Which one are you? Carrots, eggs, or coffee?"
母亲问这个女儿，你是属于哪一型的呢？是胡萝卜，是鸡蛋，还是咖啡豆？
Will your life's hardships make you soft and lose strength like a carrot?
生活的困境会让你刚强变得非常的软弱。
Will your life struggle take your tender heart and make you harden like an egg?
还是生命的挣扎会使你那个柔软的内心会变得非常的刚强，像鸡蛋一样。
Will broken relationship, death, injustice, abuse, or debts harden your heart with bitterness, even if your shell should appear the same outside?
虽然你外面可能看不出什么变化，但是这些关系的断绝，面临的死亡，面临这些不公义的事情，暴力的侵害的事情，债务等等，你的心是不是变得非常的苦毒呢？
Or will your darkest times cause you to become what you were meant to be?
或者是在那个最黑暗的时刻，反而使你造就成一个你原来可以成为的人？
Will you change the very circumstance that brings you pain?
你会把那个为你带来痛苦的那个环境带来改变？
The water must be boiling hot for the coffee's full flavor and best fragrance.
这个水必须煮得滚烫，才能够使咖啡豆里头的那个香味煮出来。
Will you get better and change the situation around you instead of letting it change you?
你变得更好，能够改变了周遭的情况，而不是让周遭的情况来改变你。
Today we celebrate Mother's Day.
今天我们来庆祝母亲节。
And most of our mothers have given their best efforts to provide love, care, and we really appreciate that.
许许多多的母亲都尽了他们最大的心力去爱、去关怀他们的子女，我们非常的欣赏。
Some mothers have been the solid rock in our lives, and we give thanks to the Lord for that.
有许多的母亲在我们中间，他们的确是那一位像岩石一样的宝座，我们非常的感谢他们。
But I realize that this is not true for all.
但是我也知道，不是每一位都是有这样子的经历。
For some, Mother's Day is a sobering day because it brings more sorrow than joy.
对于某一些做母亲的，母亲节的确为他们带来一些忧痛，带来一些伤痛。
And if you are here with shaken confidence because your life has not turned out as you had hoped.
如果你坐在这里，你发现你的心里头非常的沮丧，因为日子生命不是带来你所期望的。
Or you're tired of struggling and being disappointed.
或者你在挣扎当中感到非常的疲惫，非常的失望。
And things are so hard, you don't think you're going to make it.
事情是难到一个地步，你觉得你没有办法度过那个难关。
You are not alone.
你不是单独的。
May the love of Jesus heal and comfort you today with a generous portion of his love.
我们愿意主耶稣基督自己的爱能够充满了你，能够来安慰你。
Our world is facing a lot of crisis, especially in 2009, and we are definitely in hot water.
我们世界面临各式各样的危机，特别是2009年。
With a troubled economy,
经济的动荡。
Natural disasters, war.
也自然的灾害跟战乱。
Swine flu, drop in faith.
从猪那里的这种感冒瘟疫，还有信心的减退。
We may try to insulate our lives, our own little world, from the surrounding crisis.
我们也许会把自己躲在一个很小的环境里头，让我们不受外界的这些环境的影响。
Yet it may still hit home on a personal level.
但是常常这些外界的这些动荡会让我们遭受很多的伤害。
Do not lose heart.
不要失去信心。
The Lord loves you and will give you strength.
因为神爱你，神会给你力量。
God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear.
神是信实的，他不会让你遇见试探超过你所能够忍受的。
He will provide a way out so you can stand up under it.
他会为你预备一条出路，让你们能够忍受得住。
There are so many factors that can level us, shake up our foundations of our faith, our life, our families, and our church.
有外在许许多多的因素会影响我们在信心上头，在家庭上头，在教会上头的一些根基。
And we desperately need a rock to give us steady footing and true security.
我们的确需要那颗岩石，让我们能够在上头很平稳地走路。
And that the Lord is that rock.
那么主就是那个岩石。
On this Youth Sunday, we find our scripture in Psalm 18.
这个青年主日，我们特别的来看诗篇第十八篇。
Psalm 18 is the fourth longest psalm.
第十八篇，诗篇第十八篇是诗篇里头第四最长的这么一篇。
It is David's song of deliverance.
这是一个神拯救的一个诗篇。
And we will only focus on the first three verses this morning.
我们今天只看最前面那三节的经文。
Another version of this song with significant variations is recorded in 2 Samuel 22.
那么在撒母耳记下第22章里头也有这么一段经文，跟这一段非常的类似，但是有很多的差别。
And this suggests to us that David sang this song often to the Lord, his rock, updating the songs over the years of his battles and struggles.
也许大卫王在这么多年的一些经历到神的恩典，他能够每一年不断地把这个诗歌拿出来赞颂神，也 不断地把这个诗歌加以改变。
God's strength and deliverance is a recurrent theme for David.
神的能力，神的拯救，也就是大卫写这篇诗的一个主题。
Let's read together, verse by verse, first in English and then Chinese.
我们大家一起来念，首先我们用英文来念，然后我们用中文。
For the director of music of David, the servant of the Lord, he sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all enemies and from the hand of Saul, he said.
Finish the English.
I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge.He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies.
我要求告当赞美的耶和华，这样我必从仇敌手中被救出来。
Now the first thing that David says he will do in this verse 1 is a resounding declaration, I love you, O Lord, my strength.
大卫首先要在这经文里头所讲的是一个非常响亮的宣告，我爱你，耶和华，我的力量。
I love you, O Lord.
我爱你，耶和华。
The word used for love is not the most frequently term.
这里所用到的这个爱字，而不是一个很常用的一个字。
This one is raham.
这个字叫做 raham.
This love is intensely experienced from the gut and is translated in other Old Testament verses as have compassion or show pity or have mercy.
这个字是表达心腹里深深感受到的爱，在其他的旧约经文里头，也许翻译成为有连续，心存连续。
Now Charles Spurgeon graphically describes this as "I love you heartily from my inmost bowels."
英国那个布道家斯布珍，描述这个经文说，好像我从心里的深处来表达对你的那个爱。
Raham carries deep feelings accompanied by acts of love.
Raham 这个字是表达心里深处的一种感受，而且也伴随着爱的行动。
It is the kind of love where a parent has pity on a sick child and wishes to take her place.
就好像一个做父母的看到孩子生了很重的病，巴不得自己能够取代孩子的那个地位来忍受这个病痛。
Or where a friend demonstrates compassion by carrying the burden of another.
或者一个朋友心存连续，愿意担当他自己朋友的一些重担。
I can imagine as David sang this psalm to the Lord, he lifted up his arms like a child extending himself to hug his father.
我可以想象大卫在唱这首诗歌的时候，他是把自己的双手向神展开来，好像一个小孩子。把手展开来，要去抱他的爸爸。
With utter contentment and warmth, I love you, O Lord, my strength.
心里都充满了安慰，充满了温这个温这种爱心的暖和，能够来讲我爱你，耶和华，我爱你。
Now remember that David did not say that because his life was easy.
我们知道大卫他说这句话并不是处在一个生活非常容易非常平安的情况。
King David was in war with the Philistines.
大卫王他和非利士人征战。
And Saul was chasing him.
扫罗到处要杀他。
And he lived in constant danger and fear.
他活在一个处处有生命危险的一个光景里头。
And a lot of places it says that he's tired, he's exhausted without rest.
我们读到很多地方，他发现他是心疲力竭，而反而找不到安息。
But God delivered him over and over.
但是神一次又一次地拯救了他。
He experienced God's compassion and his strength.
他经历到神的那一个连续和神的那个力量。
And when things looked like they were going to fail and he wasn't going to make it,
看起来好像四面遭敌，他没有办法度过这一关。
The Lord was his rock.
耶和华成为他的岩石。
And the Lord filled him with his love and compassion.
耶和华充满他的心里头，让这个连续和爱充满了他。
He was so full of God's love that he couldn't help but to return it back.
他心里头充满了神的那种爱，他没有办法，忍不住的要说，神，我爱你。
We love because God first loved us.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
And each child has a love tank.
每一个小孩子心里头有那么一个爱的储存箱。
And the sweet nurturing love of a parent builds up a stronger self-esteem.
那种很甜蜜的那种教养的那个爱啊，从父母来的那个很甜蜜的教养之爱，能够帮助孩子建立那个自尊心。
And love grows a child strong.
这个爱能够让孩子长大变得刚强。
When the tank is full and overflowing with love, it pours back out freely.
让这个爱的储存箱充满了爱之后，那个爱可以很自然地向外头流露。
But when the tank is running empty,
但是如果这个储存箱是空的，
expressions of love will be few.
那么那个爱的表达就比较少了。
And it grows a child weak and vulnerable.
这个孩子长大变得软弱，容易受伤。
It's amazing how adult voices can change when we are full of love.
很奇妙，一个大人他的声音如果他充满了爱的时候，他的声音可以改变。
When we fall in love or when a baby is born,
当我们恋爱的时候，当我们有家里头有一个新的 baby 诞生的时候，
even the most serious women and the deep voiced men will sound so soft and sweet and silly.
即使那个最严肃的母亲，或者是那个有的非常的深的那个低音的那个男人，那个时候他们讲话都会变得非常的轻微，非常的柔软。
But somewhere along the way, when we let our guard down at home, our voices change again.
而日子过久了，我们可能不注意了，疏忽了，那么我们的声音又有了新的改变。
And many of us parents have to confess that we adopt a new survival, aggressive parenting style.
我们必须承认，许多做父母的开始采取一种为了生存这种非常极端的这种做父母的那种姿态。
I think I will call this the Jack Bauer style.
我要说这个是 Jack Bauer 那个24小时的那个男主角的那个姿态。
I said, clean your room now!
我说你赶快去把你的房子清干净，现在就去。
You are wasting our time!
你浪费我们的时间。
You will cooperate.
你必须要跟我们合作。
Listen to me. I know what is best for you.
听我的话，我知道什么是对你好。
Just show more effort. Study harder.
摆上更多的力量，要好好的去看书，做学习。
We will reach our objective.
我们会达到我们的那个目标。
Or our family will self-destruct.
否则我们整个家庭都会崩溃。
The amount of love that exists may not have changed at all.
我们那个心中的那些爱也许同样的存在着。
But the amount of love that is felt has certainly changed.
然而这个爱在接受的那一方面的感受上头来看，好像越来越少了。
The love tank begins to empty out.And although we achieve the objective, the relationship begins to break apart.
那个爱的储存箱变得非常的空，虽然我们达到了我们的目标，但是家庭里头的那个关系变成了非常的破碎。
The Jack Bauer style may work for the moment.
Jack Bauer 的那个姿态也许短时间有效。
But notice that Jack Bauer has no relationships.
但是你知道 Jack Bauer 他没有任何这些人际关系上头的一些。
Everyone is dispensable.
每一个人都是可以抛弃的。
And he fills no one's love tank.
他不去负责把别人的那个爱的储存箱把它装满。
Now the second thing that David says he will do in verse 3 is I call to the Lord.
那么大卫第二件事情他要去做的就是在第三节里头所讲的我要去呼召的神。
When you're in trouble, who do you turn to for help?
当你有了困难的时候你去找谁呢?
Do you turn to your mom or your dad?
你去看你的爸爸妈妈呢?
Do you turn to your friends?Oprah or Dr. Phil?
你去跟你的朋友或者 Oprah 或者 Dr. Phil 去谈呢?
Do you turn to scripture or a prayer partner?
你回到圣经神的话里头中呢还是去专心的祷告?
Instinctively, we want to call on people.
按照我们的本性我们常常赶快的去找人谈。
But we learn that David went to and called to the Lord for his strength.
但是这里我们看到大卫他去求告那位耶和华。
When David calls to the Lord, his worship included passion, praise, and prayer.
当大卫他去求告耶和华，他的那个敬拜包含了热爱、颂赞和祷告。
There's an expression of deep love, a giving of generous praise, and earnest seeking in prayer.
包括那一种内心深处爱的表达。一种毫无保留的颂赞，一种深切寻求的祷告。
And if our human relationships are modeled after the Lord's relationship with us, we should also include passion, praise, and prayer.
如果我们人际的关系能够照着主耶稣基督对我们的那种关系的话，那么我们也会把这个祷告包含着热爱、颂赞和祷告。
That will set our relationships on a better rock.
让我们人际的关系能够在岩石上头有一个很好的根基。
In Psalm 16:11, the psalmist says, You have made known to me the path of life. You fill me with the joy of your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
诗篇16章11节讲，你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
When we pray and worship the Lord, are we so delighted in His love?
当我们祷告赞美敬拜神的时候我们是否因为他的爱就感到非常的欢心
Are we so overjoyed with his presence that we respond with I love you、Lord?
我们 会不会因着他的同在就感到无比的喜乐而由衷的宣告耶和华我爱你
How wonderful it is when a parent hears their child reflect love I love you mom and dad
每一位做父的听到孩子跟他们讲我爱你爸爸妈妈是何等奇妙何等甜蜜的事
Not because you're perfect parents but I just enjoy being with you
不是因为你是一个完美的父母而是我就是喜欢跟你们在一起
In equal measure how wonderful it is for a child at any age to hear from their parent I love you I am proud of who you are
同样的一个小孩子无论是什么样的年纪是何等奇妙的如果他能够听到父母常常的对他讲我们非常的爱你我们非常的以你为荣
Not just because of how well you do or achieve
不是单单的因为你做了什么事情做得非常的好你所成就的事情非常的多
So what does our scriptures tell us today about the Lord's relationship to us?
所以我们来看这个经文里头到底怎么样子来描述神和我们的关系。
First, this is about the Lord. The Lord is personal.
首先我们看到这位耶和华他是我们个人的神。
9 times in the first 2 verses, David uses a personal possessive pronoun, my.
前面的两节的经文我们看到有九个地方用第一人称所有格的代名词我的
The first pronoun that a little child uses is my
一个小孩子 第一个学会的一个代名词就是我的。
My mommy, my daddy, my dog, my toys, my bed.
我的妈妈，我的爸爸，我的床，我的狗，我的玩具。
They are just merely claiming what belongs to them.
这些小 baby 他们只是说这些东西是属于我的。
And this is what David is doing when he talks about his personal relationship with the Lord.
这里也是大卫他在谈论神跟他的关系一样。
He is speaking of his absolute dependence upon the Lord for everything.
他是表达他自己对神的那个凡事都依靠的那么一个关系。
All of his strength comes from the Lord.
他所有的能力都是出于耶和华。
The Bible says that such a personal relationship with God is only possible through faith in Jesus Christ.
圣经上告诉我们，这种与神的那种个人的关系，只有透过信心，在耶稣基督的信心才能够得到那种关系。
Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household, from Acts 16.
那么当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。使徒行传16章31节。
Secondly, the Lord is powerful.
其次，我们看到耶和华是蛮有能力的。
And in verse 2, especially, David uses 8 metaphors to celebrate God's power in our lives.
在第二节里头，我们看到大卫用八种不同的比喻来描述神的能力。
Strength.
力量。
God is all we need.
神是我们所需要的，唯一所需要的。
He gives us the strength for our lives, whether in trials and in battles.
无论我们生命里经历各式各样的征战、困境，我们都是看到神会给我们的力量。
Isaiah 40 reminds us, He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.
在以赛亚书40章29-30节，我们看到神对那些疲乏的，他要赐给能力；软弱的，他要加力量。
Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒，但是神可以让他们重新得力。
Secondly, my rock.
其次是岩石，我的岩石。
When everything else in the world is tossed and turned, God remains the same.
世上的每一件的事情，每一件的东西都会有很多的变动，只有神自始至终是不变的。
He is always stable, and we can trust to find safe refuge in Him.
神永远是那么稳定的，我们永远可以从神那里找到这么一个保护所。
Malachi 3 says, I, the Lord, do not change.
马拉基书三章第六节，因我耶和华是不改变的。
Third, my fortress.
第三个，神是我的山寨。
The rock fortresses are built so that enemies cannot overtake them, floods cannot wash them away, and winds cannot topple them.
这个山寨能够建造得很好，让敌人没有办法能够侵害我们，洪水没有办法把这个冲掉。
We flee to our fortress in times of adversity.
当我们面对了困难的时候，我们会逃到我们的山寨里头。
Fourth, my deliverer.
第四个。
This word.
神是我们的救主。
This word refers to one who saves, one who rescues, and one who delivers into safety.
这个字是指着他们拯救我们的那一位，让我们能够到达安全之所的那一位。
The next one, my God.
再下来是我的神。
The word El refers to an almighty God who is sovereign over all things and controls all things.
这个 El 这个字是指着全能的神，这个是超过万物的一个神，主宰万物的一个神。
And even when we cannot make sense of it, God is sovereignly working out His plan.
虽然我们没办法完全的明白神的计划，但是神是那么信实的把他的计划推展开来。
The next one, my shield.
接下来是我的盾牌。
When trouble comes into your life, sometimes the Lord allows these things to come and will give us grace.
常常在我们面临到生活的困境的时候，神允许那些困境来侵扰我们，但是神会给我们许多的恩典。
At other times, the Lord will miraculously step in between.
但是有的时候，神也会介入我们的这些困境。
Here's a true story that sounds like an urban legend, but was completely verified.
那么这个是一个真实的故事，听起来好像是一个传说。
It happened at the Westside Baptist Church in Beatrice, Nebraska, on Wednesday, March 1st, 1950.
这个真实故事是发生在1950年3月1号，在这个 Baptist Church, Nebraska, Beatrice.
There was a gas explosion that leveled the little church at 7:25 p.m.
在晚上七点二十五分，因为这个自燃气的一个爆炸，整个教会变成一片平地。
That little church has a weekly choir practice that begins at 7:30 p.m.
那个教会通常有每一周的一个诗班的练习是晚上七点半。
But all 15 members of that choir usually arrive at 7:15 p.m.
那么那个诗班有15位成员，他们通常是晚上7点15分到达教会。
However, on that particular evening, no one made it to church on time.
但是那个晚上很奇怪的，这15位成员没有一位能够到教会。
One became ill.
有一个生病了。
Another had car trouble, couldn't start the car.
有一个车子出了毛病，没办法启动。
Another got a last-minute phone call.
有一个是最后一分钟收了一个电话。
Well, one teenage choir member had trouble figuring out her geometry homework.
还有一个十几岁的失败的成员，他没办法完成他的几何的一个问题。
Decided to stay a little later to try to figure it out.
所以他决定再多花一点时间在几何上头。
Another person.Was so tired, they overslept in a nap.
另外一个人呢，他是因为太疲倦了，睡过了头。
So one reason after another, all 15 came to church late.
所以一个接一个的，这十五个这诗班的成员没有一个去了教会。
And that has never happened to them before.
从来没有发生过的。
And the Lord was their shield that night.
但是神在那里来保护他们。
The next one, my horn of salvation.
接下来，神是拯救我的脚。
The horn is a symbol of strength and security.
那个脚是一个强壮，是一个稳固的一个象征。
As well as it's a symbol of divine victory over the kingdoms of mankind.
也是神对世上这些君王的一个得胜的一个象征。
And if we are in the Lord, we are totally secure in Him.
如果我们在神里头，我们会在神里头享受完全的那个安全感。
Jesus said in John 6, "And this is the will of Him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that He has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in Him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day."
约翰福音六章三十九节到四十节，差我来者的意思就是，他说赐给我的，叫我一个也不失落，在末日却叫他复活。因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
The final one, my high tower or my stronghold.
最后一点是，耶和华是我的高台。
From these highly positioned defensive towers, the soldiers could look down on their enemies and actually hurl arrows upon their heads.
在那么一个高高的那个台位上头，这些士兵他们能够向下看到那些攻打他们的人，而能够很容易的把这个箭一波一波的射下去。
These high towers were also usually stocked with ammunition and supplies and food.
那么这么一个高台往往是储藏了许多的军火，也储藏了一些食物，一些供应的东西。
And when the soldiers are in battle, they can run back to the high tower, which is high above the battle, and find a place of rest, so they can have some refreshment and also supplies.
在战火之中，这些士兵可以跑到这个高台上头，去拿一些军火，或者是吃一点东西，可以休息一下，非常的安全。
And when we're facing our own battles, we run to the Lord, our high tower, to find spiritual rest, refreshment, and supply.
当我们面临我们自己的征战的时候，我们也可以来到神的那个高台里头，找到属灵的安歇，找到属灵的复苏和供应。
And God is highly positioned over our enemies.
神是处在那么一个高高在上的位置，他能够看到我们一切的敌人。
Because the Lord is both personal and powerful in all these metaphors, the Lord is also praiseworthy.
因为神是我们个人的神，那么神是那么一位有能力的神，那么神是非常值得我们去赞美的神。
The Lord is worthy of our praise at all times, at all places, to all generations, to all nations.
无论在什么地方，什么时间，无论是哪一代，或是哪一个国家，神都是值得我们去颂赞的。
Love him with everything.
我们要尽我们的全力去爱他。
Love him with your passion and your personality.
尽着我们最大的热心去爱他。
Love him with all your thoughts and your dreams and all your abilities.
让我们心思意念里头的每一个细节都能够向他表示我们的爱。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
We cannot avoid trouble and storms to come in our lifetime.
我们没有办法去避免那些生命里头会面临的一些困境、一些挑战、风暴。
And when those times hit and we find ourselves in hot water,
当那样子的一个风暴侵袭到我们的时候，我们可以来到神的面前。
Remember that the Lord is our rock.
我们要记得神是我们的岩石。
He pours out his love and compassion and fills our emptiness.
他把他自己的那个爱来充满我们，让我们不再有空虚。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you that you are our rock.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，你是我们的岩石。
And Lord, only you know what goes on in our own homes.
只有你知道我们家里所发生的一切事情。
Or in our own workplaces, or in our own personal lives.
或者我们工作上头所发生的事情，或者我们自己生活里头、生命里头所发生的事情。
And Lord, many of us may be struggling with personal trials.
我们中间也许有许多在经历生活上的一些困难。
Lord, at these times we just want to thank you, Lord, for your grace and your strength.
在这个时刻，我们愿意为你的恩典、为你的能力来献上我们的感谢。
We thank you that we can trust you and depend on you.
我们要为我们能够信靠你、我们能够依靠你来感谢你。
Father, we thank you that you will provide a way for us.
我们要感谢你，因为你会供应我们一切所需要的。
And that you promise to love us.
你也应许你会爱我们。
Lord, may you fill our love tank so that we can give back to you. I love you, Lord.
主，愿你充满我们心中那个爱的储存箱，让我们也能够对你说我爱你。
With all of my being, I love you, Lord.
我们心里头一切的需要，是我们能够来爱你。
May you be honored and praised today.
愿你得到荣耀，得到称赞。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。